I'm up a sycamore tree on a platform at Mainfield Woods at the Mainfield Solidarity Camp, and our eviction started on Monday, and they've been moving people around us. They've just come up, there's quite a group of us up in a bunch of sycamore trees, and there's about, well, I don't know, 50, 60 bailiffs, cops, vehicles at the climbers at the top, at the bottom of the trees.
How long have you been at this camp, Beth?
I've been here for, living here for 6 months. The camp's been here for just a bit longer than that, about 7 months now.
And you say you've been there for 6 months. There's been some very cold weather during that time.
Yeah.
How have you managed during the sort of sub-zero climate?
Yeah, the numbers have really been high over Christmas and everything. There's been 15, 20 of us. And we've built ourselves like a communal with a burner, and that's been made it livable, really. But just out working, getting dry wood to heat ourselves, and keeping moving and working on our defences has been keeping us going.
What are your objections to the Scottish Coal's plans?
Well, there's a lot of them, really. Like, this is really, really heavily mined area of South Lanarkshire. The local community don't want any more coal mines. We're sitting on top of a bunch of fossil fuels that just, like, with the situation with climate change, we just can't be allowing them to dig them out of the ground. Can I just ask you, hang on one moment? Sorry, they're like at the bottom of the trees now and we can't really see.
So you've literally got bailiffs at the bottom of your tree trying to get you down at the moment, have you?
Yeah.
Okay, and but I mean, you know, on the issue of the open cast mining, doesn't the landowner, the Earl of Home, have the right to use his land however he chooses?
Well, you know, what right does he have to own this land? The people who live really close to this area, they don't want it. They're the ones that happen to suffer the illness. He lives in London. He's a rich, wealthy lord, like, you know, and it's an old system that I just really don't think we should be living like that in this day and age, where the rich and wealthy decide what happens so that they can profit from it, working with huge corporations. It's ridiculous.
And if and when you are evicted, what happens then?
Well, hopefully the campaign against the Mainfield Open Cast won't stop there. We won't stop. We really need to get on top of this. There was another action today. The Rainstray Cold Rail Terminal was shut down today by one person locking onto it as well. And that's just like 7 miles down the road from here. There's so many issues that we need to fight. We're going to stay in contact with the people that we've met in this local area and try and stop this mine any way we can. And you know, I don't know exactly what that will mean. But the occupation isn't over yet. And I think there's at least a few more days in it.